I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Jim Manti. He's with the Ishpeming Lions Club, and they're putting on their annual holiday breakfast buffet this weekend. We found out more on what's happening, when, and where with Jim Manti.
It will be this Sunday, 8:30 to 12:30 at St. John's Cady Hall in Ishpeming, and that is located between Pine Street and Main Street, parking on the Main Street side, parking lot, and on the street on the Pine Street side. And that is like our 11-item buffet featuring our famous Italian eggs, regular eggs, toast from Huron Mountain, and goodies from Huron Mountain, pancakes, sausage, ham, fruit salad, all kinds of good stuff, potatoes.
Glad you got that fruit thrown in there for that healthy aspect. We appreciate that. But that's always good, though, too. But this is a very popular event for the Lions Club, 13th annual. That means you got a good track record with it.
Yes, and it's been our second largest fundraiser. And last year we raised a little over $4,000. And that, of course, the vast majority of that stays right here in Marquette County, Ishpeming area, west. The schools, Ishpeming School and Nice Community School Projects, Bay Cliff, Michigan Eye Bank, and Leader Dog are, I guess, out of the area, but very important to everybody in the state that we support, along with Northwoods Air Lifeline, diabetes education and outreach programs, recycling eyeglasses, purchasing eyeglasses, and eye appointments for the folks that cannot afford them.
And all of these are the community charities and the national charities that the Lions Club and the Lions in Ishpeming work with. Let's give them ticket information. I mean, is it at the door, I'm assuming, or can you get tickets early?
You can get tickets at the Main Street School of Cosmetology, Elaine's Place in Ishpeming, Rare Earth Goods in Ishpeming, the Ishpeming Chamber of Commerce, or at the door is not a problem.
A lot of community support, including folks that have kicked in to make this all happen, as it is a fundraiser. But, you know, a lot of the grocery stores and, as you mentioned, you know, you've got your Huron Mountain folks, all of that stepping in to make it happen.
Yeah, right. We've got Jubilee Foods is a major supporter for us. Super One in Nagani helps us out a lot, too. Eagle Mine and Cliffs Natural Resources also are major sponsors, along with Sealand's Home Improvement in Ishpeming, and many, many other businesses throughout the area.
A great example of that is that at every table setting, you have these placemats. Like, you brought some in here this morning to show us, but you've got, you know, several dozen area businesses that purchase a space on it. But all that money goes to the efforts that the Lions Club is doing. And for the thank you, people get to dine their breakfast plate right there.
And hopefully get to support our donors. We really appreciate that. And they make it all happen. All of our money, the vast majority stays local. All the money is used for charitable causes. Michigan Eye Bank and Leader Dog School is, I guess, the real only monies that we export. And that's obviously within the Lions organization for extremely good causes.
Well, let's give them the details again. What's on your menu? When is the breakfast? And how can folks get tickets?
Okay, it will be Sunday, December 4th, this Sunday, 8:30 to 12:30 at St. John's Church, Cady Hall, on the south end of Main and Pine Streets in Ishpeming. The cost is $8 for adults. Children 7 to 12 is $4, and kids 6 and under are free. Our menu, of course, consists of regular scrambled eggs, Italian eggs, ham, sausage, smoked sausage with a special recipe of garlic, peppers, and onions.
Sounds terrible.
Pancakes, toast, fruit salad, potatoes, and all sorts of coffee, juice, milk, and tea.
Okay, how do I get a ticket?
And tickets are available. Elaine's Place in Ishpeming, School of Cosmetology on Main Street, Ishpeming Nagani Chamber on the highway, any Lions member, Rare Earth Goods on Division Street in Ishpeming, and at the door.
That's Jim Manti with the Ishpeming Lions Club. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.